It's this one that I got to grab a hold of and get it adjusted just right so that I can stand up. Come on. But I ain't. God, thank you. Brought me closer. Gets me closer. Thank God for Tori. I might drop my percentage and let him just do the rest of it. I praise God. I praise him in the morning. I praise him in the noontime. I praise him all night long. I praise him every day that I've got a roof over my head. I've got a warm bed to sleep in. Some people don't. Can we thank him? Thank you, Lord, for this place. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be in this place. Thank you, God, for allowing me to smell that food back there. Glory to God. Thank you, God. But sometimes we got to have a little reminder. And my message is basically, I just have one word, deception. The devil is out to deceive you. The Bible says he is out to kill, steal, and destroy you. Amen. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, verse 5 and verse 6. And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, I am he, and will deceive many. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Lord, I pray that this word will touch each and every heart and each and every life. And Lord, we'll give you the praise and the glory. And the church said, amen. Here's something that you may not know, but I want you to know this today. You have authority over the devil. Come on. Somebody say, I have authority over the devil. I decide, not him. The devil knows that you have authority over him. That's why he keeps trying. That's why he keeps throwing stumbling blocks. That's why he keeps doing this. That's why he keeps doing that. But he knows that he don't stand a chance. Amen? Many are going to come in Jesus' name, but they're going to deceive you. What you're going to hear here, and every time we have somebody preach, the Word of God is coming forth. Amen. I trust Brother Phillips with this pulpit all the way to the teaching of any classroom. I trust him. As a matter of fact, he's teaching in the book of John on Wednesday nights, doing a marvelous job. Amen. I trust him. There are some not in this church. Come on, somebody. There are some that we have to watch. That we have to test, if you will. So the devil doesn't have any real power over you to harm you or destroy you. Amen. You might be thinking, well, I can't even get up out of the bed. If I can get out of the bed, is that all right? My wife, her mother passed away, and 2 weeks ago yesterday we had her funeral right here. And that morning my wife woke up and could barely get out of bed. She couldn't walk. She couldn't make it. And I felt so hurt that I couldn't take her pain. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes it's just the wiles of the devil. The devil has to rely on deception. Y'all all heard the phrase, if his lips are moving, he's... I knew people that way. I knew car sales people that way. Thank goodness my good friend Phil is not here today. Matter of fact, when I got in the car business selling cars, my customers didn't know if I was preaching or lying. But I have full trust that I was probably preaching to them. The devil is here to deceive you. Amen. The only tool he can use against you, if he can deceive you, then he's got you. It's what he did with Adam and Eve. Read the scripture, Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree, of the very tree of the garden? Did he not tell her that? He deceived her. He deceived her. If they hadn't have eaten the tree, where would we be today? Come on. Not looking forward to heaven, but being in heaven. Come on. Never dying. See what they cost us? When we get there, y'all look for Adam and Eve and put a knot on their head. But they were deceived. Just like many of us. Just like many of us. Pride is a tool of the enemy. Since September the 30th, when I got hurt, I have learned to eat humble pie. Come on. I have learned to eat. No, I can do that myself. Just let me do it. Let me. People grabbing hold of my arms, picking me up, people this, people that, people this. Just let me do it. And I stand up and try to do it, and I can't. I learned real quick how pride can get in the way. Amen. I want to thank everybody for bringing me food. I want to thank Angela publicly for that. I call it Mississippi mud, but it is sugar free, and I just sometimes want to take a bath in it. It's good. So I'm not saying y'all go break your hip joint or your pelvis or anything like that to get any of it, because if she keeps me supplied in it, I'll invite you over. So if I don't invite you over, she ain't supplied me with it. Come on, somebody. But pride is a tool that the devil uses on us. Let me see your hand. How many of y'all know me pretty well? Y'all know me pretty good. Y'all know that I don't really, if I'm sitting around the house in my shorts and T-shirt, that ain't the best time to come see me. Especially if I don't have shoes on. That's not the best time to come. But the best, but I can't be like this 24/7, Brother Phillips, like you are. Just understand that pride can take you out. Jeremiah 49:16. The pride of your heart. Your fierceness has deceived you. The pride of your heart. Pride of your heart has deceived you. It's your responsibility to watch out for your pride. Trust me. I've learned to delegate. Thank God we had these pretty voices singing today, and I just kind of sit back. Can we give them a hand clap this morning? Humility can be described as choosing to agree with what God's Word says. That song, the first song we sing, I am who I am because He, I am, tells me who I am. Say that with me. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I got four or five of you. Come on, y'all help me sing it. Can we put the words of that up there, brother? I don't know if we can do it real fast or not. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. Well, whose I am? Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I'm not defeated. I'm not beat up. I'm not broke down. I am because the I am tells me who I am. Wow. How do we choose to walk in humility? I pray it's not breaking your pelvis or breaking your arm. Brother Carl, I saw a boot on your foot. You want to come put some Christmas lights on my house? But at that moment when you hit the ground, what were you thinking? That moment that linebacker hit me coming into home plate, what was I thinking? I'll tell you what I was thinking. Oh, Lord. Just like Carson says, oh, Lord. Lord, this ain't going to be good. I thought I could just shrug it off and get up and stand behind the home plate, and I did for a second. How do we choose to walk in humility? By doing what the Bible says. You know, I have learned last night that we have three DDs in our church now. I can remember when we only had one. But we have three DDs in our church now. Emily, you know who I'm talking about. So my boy texted me last night. Big old long text trying to explain to me who the lady was, and I already knew who she was. But she's in the hospital. And most people say, well, we'll be praying for her. I went to the hospital to visit with her. And you know what? I pray that touched her heart. Yeah, I went in there, crutch and all. Then I get there, and they said, no, you need to put on a gown and a mask and gloves. I'm like, I am who I am because the I am says who I am. Y'all see it now? I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I ain't scared. God's not looking for people scared. Brother Gio's testified many times about when he was incarcerated, how he would speak to people and preach to people, to men. They had no hope. The only hope they had is Jesus. Amen. 1 Peter 5:5-7, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you. Come on. He may exalt you when? In due time. Everybody say due time. He might exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him. For what? He cares for you. Cast down your thoughts, your worries, your reasonings. Cast them aside. Hmm. When you get past the I can't, and you realize that you can because of the I am, you'll have a new walk. You'll have a new step. You'll be able to do things you never thought you could do. You'll be able to minister to people. You'll be able to teach a class. You'll be able to drive a church bus. Come on, somebody. You'll be able to play an instrument. You'll be able to sing songs unto the Lord. If you continue to get rid of all your junk, everybody's got junk, amen? And if we ain't got junk, it's next door. Amen? Is that all right? But cast down your thoughts, your reasoning, your worries, and take up the Word of God, and He'll give you a fresh vision. He'll give you a fresh vision. He'll give you a fresh vision. Humble yourselves, agree with God, and receive protection from the great I am. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Humble yourself, agree with God, receive the blessings that He has for you. Glory to God. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. He'll keep His hands upon you. He'll watch over you. My daughter was in, and Justin were at Six Flags yesterday. That's where that video came from. Were y'all stuck on the ride? Huh? They got stuck on the ride for how long? 30 minutes. Stuck on a ride. I'm stuck on a ride. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They were stuck on a ride. Not the kind of ride I want to be stuck on. But I want to be stuck in this ride for Jesus as long as I can. Because I know the Master and I know what He can do for me. What He can do for you. Billy, I've seen you come from humble days to where you are now. I even married y'all too, glory. Tom's sitting there thinking, I wished I could have you alone. No, I'm teasing. But such a ride. Sticking with. I don't feel like going to church today, y'all. Don't let that get in here. Is that good preaching? Don't get stuck on, well, you know, it's boring or it's this, it's that. Well, change it up. When you come to church, expect God to do something. Boy, I wish I could walk down there. I could, but Tammy would start screaming at me. If you don't like something, start changing it. How can we defeat the enemy if we're going to tuck tail and run every time he says, you don't need to go to that church, they don't like you, no way. Church didn't like me, I just get more up in their face. Anyway, I am truly blessed beyond measure. Is Sister Garrison LaWanda here today? There she is. I wonder, is this okay if I read this, Sister? We are her church family. Amen. Sister Judy, how's your mother? Is she home? She's home. Amen. She said, Pastor, we want to thank you and our Hilltop family for all the prayers and support you have given us. Gary is doing really well. No pain. His doctor is sending him to UT Southwest Hospital in Dallas to see a kidney specialist. His appointment to see him is December the 3rd. That's a mother that wants us to pray for her son. Amen. Dee Dee is in the hospital this morning. Trying to get that back in the envelope, and it won't go. Remember her in your prayers. Maylin. Out at the RV park where their fifth wheel is. She called me at 9:30 Thursday night. And my wife just happened to be walking past me when I picked up the phone. And all she could hear or see was on my face what she began to tell me. She came home from work at 9:30 and found Mike in his recliner. How life can change in the twinkling of an eye. Things could get rough quick. I promised her, I assured her that we will be praying for her and her family. Is her family perfect? No. But she needs our prayers. She needs our love and support. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we pray that you would be here for us, that you would lift us up. When we get to a place where we wonder how, we just remember, I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. Never more true words written. Because we're not because of what we've done. We are because of what he's done. And Lord, if there's anyone here this morning that might just by a lift of their hands, say, Brother Gary, pray for me. Let me see your hand. Yes. All over the building. Yes. Brother Gary, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Just by lifting your hand tells me I'm going to pray for you for that. Yes. Yes. Lord, we thank you for these that are here today. Lord, I pray that those that might not be as close to you as they should be, Lord, I pray that you would ignite them. That you would bring them closer to you, Lord. Because you will take us all back, no matter what we do. Lord, I pray for any of those that raise their hand needing prayer, whether it be financial, whether it be physical, whatever the case may be. Lord, I pray that you would touch them, touch their hearts, and bless them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Tory, where you at? Would you bless the food for us this morning?